Hello there, I'm Simon. I'd like to give you a behind-the-scenes tour of the album I created in February 2015 under the band name Cake Folder. It was Record Production Month, which is an annual event, and the details of this challenge are that your band need to create a whole album, and by that they mean at least 10 songs or 35 minutes of running playing time, from scratch in the 28 days of February. And this was my first ever attempt at doing this RPM challenge. The finished album is called Exceptions, and it's available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. This is going to be part four in an eight-part series where I cover one song in each episode. So the track I'm going to talk about today is track four, which is called Take It. And it sounds a bit like this. This was the fourth song I'd created for the album, and it ended up being quite a tricky one, actually. It consumed more time than any of the other tracks on the album. It was originally written in one day, you know, the lyrics and the piano melody and some demo vocals, and then I put it on ice for almost 2 weeks. And I then had two separate attempts at production of this song. One was quite synthy and one was sort of led by the acoustic guitar. So the musical inspiration for this song, well, what can we say about that? The previous two songs that I'd made were Dual and Polyrhythm, and they had been electronic instrumentals. So I really wanted this one to be different creatively. So I went for a song with vocals rather than just an instrumental. And I kind of went with a long developing melody on the piano, just improvised on the piano. Again, in contrast with what I'd done before, so in contrast to the short repeating sequences of the first three songs I'd done. So the piano melody and the lyrics came fairly sort of simultaneously in free form, because I had a bit of a story I wanted to tell. Lyrical inspiration. This was another theme that must have just been floating around in my head at the time. It was a mixture of sort of dysfunctional relationships in various people's kind of work and people's and personal lives. And it's about doing a post-mortem on perhaps what went wrong, you know, and the anger about what the other protagonist had done, and, you know, reflection on what the person in the song is about might do differently next time. It's kind of a duet, really, with the verses being written from the therapist perspective, with some more objective kind of observations, and then the defiant chorus, which is written from the patient's perspective, if you're going to use that therapist-patient kind of analogy. The song title. The working title for this song was I Won't Take It Anymore. Upon reflection, I didn't want people to think that this song was written about me, so I decided to change it, to shorten it to a much more ambiguous "take it" phrase. I thought, you know, ambiguous. I like ambiguous. Production. So on the first evening session, I'd written the lyrics and the melody, but I had no idea, you know, what chords I would need to underpin that melody. You know, and that I would then need to enable me to compose the musical accompaniment for the song. So I spent the whole second evening looking at which notes appear in each bar of music, and then trying to find a chord or two that covered most of the notes in each of those bars. The chords that fitted the notes, but also then created a pleasing chord sequence. So I came up with some unusual chords for me, you know, chords that I'm not used to playing, such as C sharp minor. I mean, that's a weird chord. I'm not used to playing that anywhere. Now I had in mind a rather sort of anthemic kind of production, kind of starting simple and then building up to something more layered and luscious, you know, that kind of thing. And you know, then you know, with a whole choir singing along to the main refrain, "I won't take it anymore." You know, choir joining in and you're really kind of getting quite epic and luscious in the chorus and the refrain. So songs like "Winner" by Pet Shop Boys. Let me just find that quickly, just to remind you about that song. Sure, I should have done this before, really, shouldn't I? Elysium. Right, let's plug that into there. Hope it didn't click. This is the moment. There we go. We'll remember every day for the rest of our lives. So it's very much building. Building production. It's building, obviously. Honestly, it is coming. So yeah, that's an idea of the sort of inspiration, really, of the kind of anthemic production I was envisaging when I was writing this song. So yeah, second day, second evening, I managed to come up with some chords. So my third evening session, working on this song, I used Reaper, actually. I used Reaper and my analog hardware synthesizers. Using the same methods as mentioned in the previous episode. And then I recorded a vocal for that as well, and I was 90% happy with the song, that it was more or less finished, even if it did kind of proceed at quite a fast pace. Let me just find you a little... Let's stop the Pet Shop Boys for a minute. Let's find you a little snippet of that version that I had at the end of sort of day three. So let me see what we're looking at. We're song four. What does this one sound like? Here we go. So this is the one. So Reaper is controlling the hardware synthesizers via MIDI, and I've recorded that back into the computer. So there we are, that's a flavour of what that sounded like in that version. Now, as I turned down a bit, over the next few days I found, when I was thinking more about the album as a whole, when I was thinking about all of the tracks I'd got and I was listening to this one, and I just really wasn't happy that this track was... Well, I just didn't feel that the intention that I'd envisaged had been met by this version. It just wasn't what I wanted it to be. So I spent then a fourth evening on the song. So let me just stop that. I spent a fourth evening on the song, I, you know, adjusted some of the lyrics, and then I thought, well, let me try and play on the guitar and what it sound like if I played it on the guitar. So I had to work out the capo settings that I'd have to use, or configuration of the capo I'd need to use on the guitar in order to enable me to play the chords that I needed to play for this song. So yeah, a little bit of reworking and sort of technical work there to do on the fourth evening to work out how I was going to do it as a guitar. And then my fifth evening on this track was then spent recording the guitar, the lead vocals, the backing vocals, and some synth parts played live. I didn't use a click track on this at all, so the pace of the song was whatever felt right to me as I played it on the guitar. So of course the tempo of it would be completely uneven, and this was finally a version that was vaguely like what I'd envisaged, so that was the version that I ended up going with for this song. So the one that sounded like this. Completely, you know, the tempo of it is just what came out of my fingers.
Looking back to where this all started, you suppose you could have been more guarded, but you chose to stand up when others opted out and let things fall. It was the right thing to do for one and all. You assume.
So just to remind you, the finished album is called Exceptions and it's available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon.
To find out that others jump to kick you when you're down. Their reputation's protected and you're the clown. And you say, I won't take it anymore. Oh no, I won't take it anymore.
And if you'd like to follow along as I attempt to do the Record Production Month again in February 2016, then please do follow me on Twitter. Cakefolder is the Twitter account, and I shall be sending out updates as I progress with the production of my second Record Production Month album. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing you on Twitter. twitter.com/cakefolder.